Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We live in a world of words. Words are all about us. Words on TV. Words on the radio. Spoken words by family and friends. Words printed in newspapers. Words in books. Words in encyclopedias. Who knew? Words on computers and words on the internet. The world of words has turned us into a people who live and have been overwhelmed, suffocated, and at times buried in the mounting pile of words. With so many words around us, words tend to lose their meaning. They become unimportant. They are no longer of any real value or influence in our life. But there are some words which have more power than others. The late Pastor Valbrecht shares in his book, Exit Interstate Zero, the following about words. It was in the early years of my ministry that one Sunday, preaching my sermon, I had just gotten well into the sermon when a baby started to cry down in one of the front pews. The mother, very embarrassed, snatched up the baby and started out the aisle. I stopped right in my sermon, and I said, "Madam, you do not have to take the baby out. He's not bothering me." And she said, "No? Well, you are certainly bothering him." Yes, words do have power. In the following story, we get an entirely different view of the world of words. A New York columnist set out one time not long ago to prove that no one really listened to what anyone said at a cocktail party. And when he was invited to such a party, he would always arrive late. When he arrived, the host greeted him and he explained why he was late. "I had to stop for a moment and murder my mistress, and it took longer than I thought." Without blinking an eye, the host said, "She understood perfectly. I was almost late myself. Everyone is quite busy. Enjoy yourself. Have yourself a good time." As he mingled around the party, someone asked him what he did for a living. "Oh, I'm an executioner for the state penitentiary." The person continued, "Well, that must be an interesting line of work. How does business look this year?" We are caught up in a world of words. Some words do have special power and authority. Others have no meaning at all. Sometimes our words only have meaning, power, and authority because of the listener or because of the speaker. In today's gospel lesson, we learn how Jesus spoke God's word and how that word had authority, power, and hope for living. The words of Jesus are God's word incarnate in this world. These words have special distinction for our lives. So if I was a confirmand taking notes on the sermon, the words of Jesus have authority, power, and hope for the future. Let's first look at authority. Our text says, "And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes." There was something incredibly special about the words of Jesus. They were different from the scribes who usually taught in the synagogue. The scribes would quote sayings from the past, learned people. They would not offer really any new truth or new idea. The scribes would always reinforce what had been said before. But Jesus came and spoke with authority. He did not quote any past learned person. Jesus was the sole authority for his words. He had authority, the authority of God himself. In John's gospel, in the prologue, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father. God's Word, the Word that God used to create, the authoritative Word of God that brought things into existence. That Word was incarnate in Jesus. Jesus spoke with the authority which was present from the very beginning of time. That authority word, that authoritative word of God, of Jesus, was a word which knew what was best for God's children. It was a word that knew what was best for you and me. It was a word of liberation. It was a word of comfort. It was a word of release, a word of pardon. Last week, we heard Jesus speak at the very beginning of his public ministry. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus announced through his physical presence, God's kingdom is now present in this world. Those words stood tall among the people because Jesus had the kind of authority, the kind of presence, which allowed people to believe that his kingdom was indeed the kingdom of God. The words of Jesus have authority. The words of Jesus also have power. The text says, and immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. There was power in the words Jesus spoke. A power to bring forgiveness and healing. Healing strength into the life of that man. Also with his words, Jesus brought that man into a relationship with him. The power of the words of Jesus affects, not effects, affects, right? Did I get that right? There you go. The power of the words of Jesus affects lives. I have thought that these words of Jesus are like the absolution spoken at the beginning of each of our worship service. When I speak the words of Jesus, Jesus' action of forgiveness reaches into your life and forgives all your sins. One author says it this way, each week we assemble as the ones who carry the disease of sin. We cry out, Son of God, have mercy on us. And Christ's own powerful word says, arise, go forth, and live. The demons obey him. They are out and away, the grip of sin and death broken. We are free to live as new people of God. The cosmic battle of sin has already been won by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But until our Lord comes again, the battle continues day in and day out for each of us. It is only through the powerful word of Christ that we can hope to win. It is only through his word and his word alone that victory for a fleeting moment is ours on this earth. The words of Jesus have authority. The words of Jesus have power. The words of Jesus have hope. Because Jesus has authority, because Jesus has power, because the words of Jesus affect our lives, then we are people who can and do live with hope. Hope that things in our life can change. Hope that things can be different. Hope that our lives and the lives of all people can be made whole, reconciled to God through the authority and power of Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus Christ and because of his power, we can live life as victors instead of victims. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are people of hope because Jesus Christ redeemed our lives. Jesus brings his authority and power into our everyday life. Maxine Dunham says in her book, Dancing at My Funeral, she says, "I am dancing in the face of tragedy, over which I have no control except to trust God and life and circumstance. I am able to live in the presence of death because I trust myself as a victor rather than a victim." There is hope in our lives as we hear and become empowered by the very words of our Savior. A Sunday school teacher illustrated this concept of hopefulness in life by drawing on the blackboard two pathways. In the middle of one, she placed a large rock covering the entire path. At the end of the other path, she places a stairway going upwards, seeing over some obstacles, and she continued the pathway from the very top of the stairs. She pointed to the large rock. "All right," she said. "What's the problem?" Hands went up over the entire class. "Something is in the way," one student answered. Another student, "If people run into it, they'll get hurt," another said. "It will turn back people." "Good," said the teacher. "And what about this?" pointing to the stairs. The children thought a moment, then one said, "The stairway will let you keep on moving the way you want to go." Another, "The stairway will take you a little higher than you were before." And another said, "The stairs will let you move along one solid step at a time." Jesus Christ is our stairway across the brokenness of life. He is solid because of his authority and power. He moves us a little higher, closer to him. We allow him to bring authority, power, hope, forgiveness, renewal, and cleansing into our lives. Because he is the Son of God, our stairway over and around the brokenness of the world also moves us closer to heaven and the promise of salvation, which is ours through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In this world of words, there is one clear, loud, gracious word which stands out against all others, and that is Jesus' word of grace in our lives. Today, this day, I pray that each person who hears my voice might understand, believe, and live in the light of his truth. His word is truth. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.